There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is modularity personified. It doesn't matter how you want to hook this thing up. You can put it anywhere you want to put it with the RTI Rapid Transition System. I mean, on your thigh, on your belt, on your vest, on the chest of your vest, under the dash of your car, next to your bed, to the ceiling, on a wall. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Within the gun community, there are various levels of professions out there. There are people that make accessories to go with guns. There's people that make guns themselves. And then, if you buy guns, eventually you're going to run into a need where you have to have a gunsmith. Gunsmithing is sort of like blacksmithing nowadays. It's becoming a highly specialized craft. And finding a place to learn how to do that is very difficult. It actually will teach you something you can apply that somebody might look at and possibly want to employ you as a gunsmith. My next guest helps run an organization that does that every day. They do that every day and help people out with that. And this is, of course, the long form of their name is Sonoran Desert Institute, or Sonora Desert Institute, but they like to be known as SDI. My guest this hour from SDI is Zeke Stout. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hang on, I'm looking up modularity personified, because I'm from Tennessee. That's a big word.
That means it's like Legos and can go anywhere.
Nice. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. Big words scare me sometimes.
I'm sorry about that. Well, I'm sure you used to use them. I'm doing okay. Now, you just got off the road, didn't you?
I did. Took a little vacation with the family to Florida, and I'm still recovering from that vacation.
Now, did you do any shoosting while you were down there in Florida, or did you leave the shoosting irons at home in Tennessee?
I didn't leave them at home, but I didn't do any shoosting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you carried them for so long.
Yeah.
Now, with SDI, you know, I noticed one of the things that we didn't really talk about, from time to time you guys do spotlighted builds on of certain types of guns, and then that makes ammo land and everything. Is this like the old shop where when I was a kid, if you wanted to have your car rebuilt, you could take it to the tech school and they rebuild your engine for you as long as you were willing to wait to get it back? Is that sort of like what SDI is doing here?
You know, it's not, but you just gave me a new idea.
Okay.
that could be something we start to do. We're working on putting together some satellite locations around the country.
Right.
And that's actually not a bad idea to put in those satellite locations. But the individual builds are stuff that the students have to do as a capstone project at the end of their courses.
What happens to the guns when they're built?
They keep them.
they get a diploma. They get a diploma and a 300 blackout is just crazy, don't they?
Well, yeah. if they built it right, they get a diploma. They still got to pass it.
So they could have like a 300 blackout with the upper backwards on it, no diploma.
Yep. Fail. Okay.
what
the cool kid internet says the word fail, like you actually failed.
Right. right. What's the graduation rate for the weapons technology? I mean, because this is something that SDI provides a service whereby some of it's going to be online, but what you have partners out there where they can actually go to a location physically and get hands-on experience as they're going through their education module there. What is the graduation rate on that?
I wish I had the exact number, and I could probably guesstimate, but I'd rather not do that. School. There are people that fail the courses. I've seen them come through. I've seen them come across my desk. But I would say it's a fairly high graduation rate because the majority of people that are getting into it, they know guns initially, and this is a passion they have.
Right.
And they really dive into learning the content.
Well, I would imagine that
people fail.
I would imagine though that the completion rate at least has to be astronomically high.
Yeah.
Do you look at gunsmithing now? There's modern gunsmithing where you can get all the machinery and do all this other stuff and just cut guns up and say this is this kind of gun and this is that kind of gun. And then there's the old world craftsman gun where they used to take and do intricate engraving on the steel of a gun or checkering on the wood, which you know with a little you know just painstaking work. Where's the shortage going to be? Is there a glut of gunsmiths? I can't believe that could possibly be the case.
There's not. There's actually a shortage of good certified gunsmiths around the country, especially with the older stuff that you were just talking about. You know, with the boom of the AR-15, a lot of people have started doing gunsmithing in their garage, you know, building rifles for people and themselves. But that old school checkering, engraving, you don't find a whole lot of that anymore. People that can work on an old Winchester lever action rifle.
It's
few and far between.
Right.
So that we teach that stuff. There's actually a checkering lab now that we have where people will take a blank stock, just a blank wooden stock, and they have to learn how to checker. So it's pretty neat.
If I came to you and said, hey, I want to learn how to work on all the modern firearms, I'm never going to take a client that comes in with a old cowboy style six shooter or a lever action rifle or a pump action, old lever action pump shotgun. I'm never going to work on those. I just want to work on AR-15s and Glocks and just modern guns. Can I come to you and just learn that module, or am I going to be put into other stuff?
You can learn the AR-15. You can become an AR-15 armor, an AR-10. Coming soon, a couple of other ones we can't mention, but they are coming. like in the next week.
Well, we'll have to revisit this in a couple then when you can talk about it, but anyway.
Oh, yeah. But, as far as just modern gunsmithing, not so much. We want it to be a all-encompassing thing because we have a duty to our students to make sure they know everything there is to know. Because if they go to a shop or they start their own business, I guarantee it they're going to get an old-wheel gun. They're going to get a lever-action rifle. They're going to get some, you know, old Mosin Nagant that somebody wants to work on. So we got to make sure they know all of it.
I guess that's to keep them from getting trapped, isn't it? Because, I mean, anybody that gets into guns new and maybe buys a Glock, then if they see a video on YouTube like a Bob Munden when he used to, you know, fire two shots from his wheel gun and make it sound like one because he was just that quick, they might want one of those single-action wheel guns, and then all of a sudden now we've got the old colliding with the new, and, you know, those kind of things are going to have to be worked on and maintained over the course of time. So I guess that keeps them from painting themselves inadvertently into a corner, doesn't it?
Well, and from a business perspective, too, you don't want to limit yourself. If you're going to describe the word gunsmith on a building and claim to be a gunsmith, and somebody comes in with one of the older models for you to help fix or do something neat to, and you can't, that's not a good thing.
No, it is not. No, it is not. We're coming up on the first break. SDI.edu, this is where you can find, if you're interested in being a gunsmith, go to SDI.edu and check them out. They have benefits for military veterans. They have scholarships available. They have it all. They have the whole works. Full accreditation. This is a real degree. Check them out. We'll be right back. My guest, Zeke Stout, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know? And he said Guns80.com's having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is back by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. I'm going to describe them without using any big words this time. G-Code, they have the Contact series. They have the DC-3 line. They have the Scorpion line. Go check them out. This is indestructible stuff. G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from SDI is Zeke Stout. Now, we could continue to talk about SDI, but Zeke is a broadcaster in his own right, too, and he doesn't broadcast no mo. Right?
Now, did you say a broadcaster in my own mind or in my own right?
In your own right. In your own right.
Sometimes I think it's just in my own mind, but
do you know you're a sponsor of mine. Am I supposed to like get out there and insult you on the air? I mean, that's not the way I play the game.
Hey, when we're doing like the SDI talk, you know, talk me up, but then when we're like co-hosting, then just blast me.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to blast you, but let's go ahead and start paneling because before you came on, I was talking about something that astounds me. Did you see? Now, you know, back a couple of months ago, we had a Chicago Uber driver that actually stopped a mass shooting.
Right.
We know it was a mass shooting because the Yahoo was shooting into a crowd indiscriminately, and the Uber driver was apparently more proficient with a handgun and stopped him.
Yep.
Now we've got Uber out there. Now, Uber is an app, okay?
Yep.
The people that came up with the app are out of San Francisco. They don't own any of the cars that Uber, for the most part, is using to give these rides or anything. They don't employ the people. They're not their employees. They, you know, they're like private contractors. They have now put out a regulation where not only can the Uber driver not have a gun, but the passengers getting in the Uber car can't have a gun.
Yep.
Now, first of all, how on earth are they going to enforce that?
They're not. And when I saw that at first, I got all depressed because as much as I travel, I use Uber all the time because it's typically a little cheaper than cabs. And it's so simple because they already have your credit card stored. You get in the car, and when they drop you off, you get out. Everything's taken care of with the app. So it was really neat, convenient, and easy. But then I read the article about that, and I was just like, you got to be kidding. But like you said, how are they going to enforce it? Concealed carry is concealed carry.
Well, I mean, you know, when I think of a San Francisco-based company, I always go back to, so I married an axe murderer. I look at the people of San Francisco as the people hanging out with Mike Myers in that big coffee club or that coffee shop where he was the musically backed up poet, you know, and that's the kind of people I see.
I want to snap to applaud for that
yes,
record,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, yes. And, you know, how many people can actually be involved in Uber as far as, you know, the app itself? What is that? Maybe two or three guys that understand how to write an app for iPhone and for Android?
I'd say it's a pretty hefty endeavor. That's what my wife does for a living, not Uber, but, you know, software development. And the server space, which I think they own all that themselves. So to maintain the servers, few people, the software development, you know, a handful of people, they've got to have a team to do it. I'd say probably, you know, 50 people to 100, employee-wise.
Well, I mean, that's sort of, whether it's one or 100, to me, getting out there and telling contract workers that they can't possibly police. Do they have Uber supervisors running around? And Uber cars are not marked, are they?
Some of them have like a sticker in the window.
Okay.
To let you know. But that's about
it's,
it.
And it's not like a big graphic on the side with a light on top of it or anything, right?
No, not at all.
So, they, you know, somebody seeing an Uber car that doesn't know what they're looking at, they might think that's something for the drive-up line at school when you're picking up, right?
Yeah. Well, so. And I think, too, gun rights, whether people are anti-gun or pro-gun, on the corporation side of it, has almost become something that they throw out just to fit in with who they want to fit in because it's not enforceable. Now, you know, the pro-gun people, I'll support them all day long, but then some of the stuff like the Uber thing, it's almost like they're making a statement. They can never have enforced it. There's no way for them to ever prove it unless they put a metal detector on every door when you sit in the car.
But they don't own the cars. Like, they don't own the cars to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, are they making some kind of weird statement just saying, hey, we're anti-gun, just letting you know? It's weird. It's very odd for them to come out and do that because there's no way to regulate it.
You and I should get your wife is in software development.
Mm-hmm.
We can get her to write a counter app called Uber, which will be like a drunk person saying other. And this will be the pro-gun Uber. And then me and you can sit back somewhere and we can say anti-gunners can't get in the car or drive the car. And that'll be equally as unenforceable as not letting guns in the car. You in?
We can call it TMDIH, and it stands for Take Me Drunk, I'm Home.
That doesn't rhyme with Uber, though. I want to confuse people.
Or we can call it Ossifer, but use the font that Uber uses.
Yes. Yeah. As long as doesn't Uber have like an accent over one of the letters on the R or something? I don't remember. On the E, I
can't. You know, you may be right.
I don't know. I don't know. I just find that ridiculous. When I was in the military, they told us in leadership school that if you put out a directive, if you give an order that you know your people cannot or are not going to follow, you're inviting your own demise, your own undermining of your credibility and authority.
Yep.
You know, it would be something ridiculous, not something that normal military people do, but like stand in the line, hop on one foot, and put mayonnaise on your head or something stupid like that. They told us not to do that kind of stuff. They said you have to be very careful of what you're doing and consider how you put your directives together. And apparently that doesn't that's not taught in the civilian business world, I guess, San Francisco style anyway.
Well, it's like they want to cater to, not Uber, but some companies that make some kind of statement along those lines. They want to cater to both sides. And in Tennessee, if you know the laws on the signs, the no guns allowed signs, they have to be eye level. They have to be a certain font. They have to be a certain size. And you go to a lot of these restaurants around here that'll have one, and it'll be down really, really tiny in the bottom left-hand corner of the front door. Well, all of a sudden, that's not a valid sign.
Yeah.
And these are big corporations, so you kind of think, okay, they got to know the laws, so are they catering a little bit to the anti-gunners to get their business, but then the people that are pro-gun and carry, they know that's not a legal sign, they can go in there regardless. It's crazy. It's weird. It's almost like they want to, you know, straddle the fence and shake hands with both people.
All right, you hang on. We're going into the next break, or should be. I don't hear it happening, but we should be going into the next break. My guest this hour from SDI.edu is Zeke Stout. Are we going into break or not?
I can sing a song if that'll help. I don't know. You don't want that.
I've got really cutting. Okay. So, we'll be right back. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. You know, I was building the ISIS welcome wagon bag, and it was sort of a clumsy affair. It was okay. But then G-Code went out and came out with the Contact Series, which is the ISIS welcome wagon bag, but much better. Much better. Much better designed. Everything fits. Everything works beautifully. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Do you have an ISIS welcome wagon bag, Zeke?
Yes, it's called an ammo camp.
You keep all of your stuff in one? Is it a big ammo can?
It's a large ammo can. Yep. And it may have a battery, car battery, you know, a rag with a gallon of water. Yeah, I don't know.
That's not the welcome wagon. That's the question and answer series kit. Yeah, that's the question and answer.
All right.
Did you see where Jeb Bush got out there and it started seeming like you know, right now everybody, all the politicos are trying to figure out what to say in light of the Charleston shooting, when there's really nothing to say in light of the Charleston shooting, because there's two things that happened with the Charleston shooting. In South Carolina, a pastor can give you permission to carry a gun. It's not mm-hmm. a blanket thing. This pastor did not. This pastor was an anti-gun politician as well, an anti-gun state senator. And we had a completely, totally evil waste of skin walk into the church while a bunch of people were praying, and he gunned down. And that's what we had happen. This kid was going to bust a gasket somewhere. He was casing the everywhere. He cased a shopping mall, then he wanted to go to a college, and then he figured out he could do it at a church. Okay?
Yep.
Bush got out there and said, the feds don't need to do any gun control laws, but it's okay if the states do. Now, didn't we just watch the states do that and basically kill Carol Bounds in New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, should...
Yeah, it's something that... It drives me nuts that, you know, the politicians use situations like this that are incredibly depressing and sad and sick from the person that did it. And they use it as platforms. Our president goes to the eulogy, gives the eulogy, and I watched it. And the first, 15 minutes, I'm like, wow, he's not going to do anything on gun control? Impressive. But no, he turned it into a gun speech at the guy's eulogy.
Yep.
And it makes me want to vomit. And you were talking about Jeb Bush and so, oh, let's give state rights. It seems like you and I have corresponded before the interview, and we were talking about how the Republicans aren't saying a whole lot. And I think that's the reason everybody's focusing, one, on the Confederate flag, and two, on the race issues, because both of those are heartstring issues. It'll get both people or both sides fighting vehemently. And when we start fighting about something that's a heartstring issue, that's when the weird stuff gets passed, because we're not watching. We're too busy arguing with each other. It's like when the assault weapon ban was going on.
Right.
We were hardcore fighting it. I mean, we were talking to our senators and talking to our congresspeople, and it worked. The system worked. The assault weapons ban didn't go through. But guess what happened while we were all fighting? The NSA can now look at our emails without a warrant.
Yep.
So anytime I see heartstring issues start to happen where the media is talking about nothing but that, I try my best to try to see what's going on behind the scenes, because if they get us all fighting about something, that's when what we really need, and usually it's something to do with our rights, gets passed through. And it's both sides. It's Republicans and Democrats. I think it's garbage.
Well, I have a couple of thoughts.
And that's putting it nicely.
Yes, it is. It is putting it nicely. Well, one of my concerns is that in these moments, right now the Democrats have no power to actually to pass a bill in the House or in the Senate. And yet they keep throwing bills out there. You got to have a license. We want insurance. We want expanded background checks. We want this. We want that. We want to ban this. We want to ban that. Okay. They know that's not going anywhere. Why won't a Republican in a leadership position like Chavis or Boehner or McConnell or, any of these guys, why won't one of them stand up and say, we're getting tired of you wasting our time?
Yep.
Because this is not going to go anywhere.
Mm-mm. I think it's because it's hard for me to say on the radio, but I'm not 100% positive the Republicans are 100% on our side. It's one of those things where they figured out a long time ago that it's like a football game. Humans want to be entertained and they want to pick a side. And if you say I'm Republican and you go exactly with what they're saying, and they're not saying anything about gun rights,
right?
Then you're kind of like, well, I guess everything's okay because that's my party. And, that scares me sometimes, because they're the party that kind of is on the side of most of the stuff I believe in. But sometimes they say one thing, but then they don't do anything. Like right now, they're not doing anything about protecting our gun rights. It's not even being talked about right now. The only thing that really scares me gun rights wise is the whole the ITAR regulations with putting gun content on the internet. It's a direct attack on our First Amendment rights, which then if they do that, you're talking about people like Military Arms Channel, Iraq Veteran 88, Hickok 45, all the gun channels on YouTube, all the podcasts, all the blogs. that all of a sudden they're going to have to get permission from the government to talk about guns.
Right.
Well, if that is going to be regulated, why, and they think it's such a good idea and it'll put a stop to a lot of the issues and the gun violence, why couldn't they have found this one guy's blog where he said he was going to do all these crazy things, pointing the 1911 that he used to shoot that church up at the camera, and it was out there. He had a manifesto of the stuff he's going to do on the internet. They couldn't find that, but they're going to stop people like us who are promoting responsible gun ownership and our Second Amendment rights, and we're doing it professionally and safely, and they're more worried about that than the kid that had the blog that had a manifesto that said he was going to kill a bunch of people, and he ended up killing a bunch of people.
Well, I mean, isn't ITAR more about conventional warfare weapons, not just the manned portable ones? But, I mean, isn't the Chinese stealth jet somehow eerily reminiscent of the F-22? Doesn't it look like they did not manage to keep that design under wraps?
Yeah.
And they're going to get out there and regulate the military arms channel.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Listen, it's under this guise of ITAR regulations. Oh, well, right. We just don't want the stuff getting overseas. Well, then the stuff...
We sell it to them.
And then the rule of the law that's trying to be pushed through says you can't give technical gun information over the internet. So I did a video with a revolver... and I said it's a revolver chambered in .357 Magnum. All of a sudden, I've given technical gun information. So, boom. No, you can't do that. Take the video.
No more news. Zeke Stout vanishes. You hang on. We're coming up on the last break. You can find more about what Zeke does at sdi.edu. Zeke and I are just having a little fun now because Zeke doesn't get to broadcast that much, and I want him to stretch out a little bit and get comfortable back in it because I've listened to him before. He does a very good job of it. In any event, we'll be right back. My guest this hour from SDI is Zeke Stout on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I do my best to only buy guns that they make holsters for. Occasionally I slip up because I don't check, but for the most part, that's the only holster I will run. And they have, you know, this is the home of the Incog Shadow now. This is an inside-the-waistband holster, hard kydex that will hold a light on a gun in addition to the gun inside the waistband. If that's what you want to carry, check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from SDI is Zeke Stout, as we get up on the last time on the firing line. Zeke, do you have anything else you want to add to the conversation regarding, since he wants so bad to be Bush 3, anything else about Jeb Bush, you know?
Yeah. You know, there's something that bothers me about Jeb being a candidate now. And I'm not saying his dad or his brother were bad presidents or anything. But if more than likely Hillary's going to get the nomination, why, I don't know. You know, she says she was named after the guy that climbed Everest 6 years after she was born. But that's beside the fact. But if Jeb gets the Republican nomination and Hillary gets the Democratic nomination, that means either a Clinton or a Bush has run our country for the last 35-plus years, if you count Daddy Bush being the head of the CIA.
Right.
So that's kind of scary to me. Two families running our country for that long. So just keep that in the back of your heads as you're going to the polls and doing all your voting.
I'm not exactly certain that Hillary's going to get the nomination. She's got all kinds of problems now. And Bernie Sanders is actually turning into somewhat of a campaigner, more so than I thought he would be. He is quite the interesting guy to listen to because he's out of Vermont, where they, you know, they're as liberal as the day is long, except on gun rights. You better not mess with their guns.
Yeah.
It's quite the soup that you get out of Vermont. So I'm not sure that she definitely gets it, because I'm still, you know, the Democrats like to think they're cerebral.
So we gotta feel bad for her. She probably has PTSD from that time she was attacked by Martians in Kosovo or whatever it was, as she landed her helicopter.
Well, I'm sure she's got some sort of a D happening, some sort of a deficiency, probably with the truth. But I can't think of a single thing she's done.
D deficiency,
yeah. Some sort of a D deficiency. But, you know, she... I've never seen, you know, her whole claim to fame, if I were to employ that whole claim to fame that she's claiming... On the days that I don't want to do the show, my wife could come in here and do it. Just because she's married to me. Yes. Just because she's married to me. I don't understand why anybody thinks she could do anything. Yes. Or would do anything besides be another liberal. And she's got to try to be... she's got to try to separate herself from Obama. And she took the bait. She took the bone that Obama threw at her.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it's going to work out. We'll see how it works out. I mean, it's going to be interesting without a doubt. But I don't want either. I don't want the Clintons, and I don't want the Bushes.
No, there's something inherently wrong with our system if two families have had control that long.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. And as far as the Bushes are concerned, I never thought George W. was a conservative.
Yeah.
I never thought he was conservative at all. When you get out there and you put in place an apparatus with 1,284 new intelligence agencies, and you put the Patriot Act together, and you put the TSA together and the DHS together, and you get out there and this was worse than any of the other presidents put together combined.
Yeah.
As far as coming down and getting all Orwellian on us. And it's still considered a need today, and yet with all of this apparatus in place, we still had Garland, Texas.
Yep.
Where, you know, that wasn't about the intelligence apparatus stopping a terrorist. That was about a cop stopping some terrorists.
Yep.
We still had Times Square. We've still had all of these other things that have simply failed. Then we had the Boston Marathon bombing that did succeed. And but most of these things, most of this stuff fails because it's inept terrorists. But it's not because the intelligence apparatus is catching them.
Well, and the population generally will support anything if you can take away part of their fear. That's where the Patriot Act came into place. And this goes back to the whole Republicans, Democrats, and cahoots. You know, George W. had us afraid of terrorists. So, Patriot Act, justifiable, you know, blah, blah. Well, it took away our Fourth Amendment. Well, then the next president, Obama, wants to take away our Second Amendment. Well, guess what? Because of the Patriot Act, if somebody comes to your door and they're like, hey, give me all your guns, it's a new law, and you say no, there's no more due process as long as they say, well, you're a terrorist. Then. Because then they don't have to have a warrant, and they can do whatever they want. And I think the Patriot Act expired, and then they renamed it Freedom Act or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. But it's like one step by one party leads to another step by another party, and now this whole end of Obama's thing attacking the First Amendment with the whole can't talk about guns on the Internet. You know, if you take away the rights a little bit at a time, and I read an article this past week about, you know, the UK and them doing knife buybacks.
Yeah.
And it all starts with the population saying, well, that seems reasonable. You know, oh, well, you know, maybe somebody doesn't need a 100-round drum magazine. That seems reasonable. And then we let them ban that, and then it goes down the road. Well, nobody needs 30 rounds. That seems reasonable, too, you know. And eventually it's down to, like it is in the UK, they're trying to take away knives now. And it's just, if you can make a population scared enough, then you can take any of their rights away. And then that's where we need to kind of band together and continue to talk to our representatives and our senators and everyone we can possibly get the word out there, band together like we have, to stop it all.
It's certainly an interesting time. I don't expect the politicians to do anything. And I think getting out there and, a lot of people call for things like term limits. They're never going to vote for that.
No.
The only way you and I will ever see term limits in our lifetime is if we have a violent armed revolution and then we change the government and go back to a republic, and then we say you can only serve 6 years total, one as a senator,
yep.
three as a representative. You can serve yep. as a representative if you're a senator, and as a senator if you're a representative, for a grand total of maybe 12 years, if you're lucky, but we're going to turn you out one way or the other.
Yep.
And put them on a fast track to being limited, and then maybe we get back to where we should be. And the other thing we need to do, which is something that nobody ever talks about, is Congress always exempts themselves from everything they pass.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do away with they need to be held to the same laws, and the lifetime appointment on Supreme Court justices, I think they should all be voted on.
Yeah.
And I don't think they should have a lifetime appointment because I'm not exactly, you know, can you imagine? We had a senator in my state, Strom Thurmond.
Mm-hmm.
That cat lived to be 100 years old. And they would interview him on TV, which was hilarious because he'd just be sitting there with his mouth half open and a representative there sort of looking at him and translating that look, which never changed. So, Senator Thurmond, how do you feel about this? And, you know, he looks at him. Senator Thurmond is, of course, 100% behind you. And, you know, don't we need sort of cognitive thought happening out there? We don't need the AARP running the country, do we? I mean, goodness gracious.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm ranting. I'm sorry about that. We're getting ready to run out of time. I'm going to circle back to you, and we can talk about the new stuff you've got coming on that you couldn't talk about before. But SDI.edu. If you're interested in being a gunsmith, yep. if whatever you're interested in, go check them out at SDI.edu. Find out what Zeke is riding around the country pushing daily inside and out. Zeke, thank you very much for joining me today.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Roger that. Stay safe. Folks, we'll do it again tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, Freddie Blish, Robar has two guns of mine, and they're building a third. We're going to talk about what's coming. The Robar type. Between now and then, we're going to do this in 22 hours, but between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.